Now the next itinerary is Q&A, followed by review of meditation reporting to develop the proper understanding of the cultivation. The Dhamma and meditation expert by the Buddha can ask any question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma, and real life application of Dhamma, etc. Okay, anybody wants to report meditation or ask any question regarding the last 45 minutes of meditation? Anybody? Just raise your hand.
Yes, 当我们在周普加，我们在 rejoicing 的时候，I'm kind of like full of gratitude，然后我的 tears 就出来了。That's the usual me 哈。So after that，我好像就有那个 connection，好像有感应，就一直很想 lie down。然后但是我想说的是，我根本不能 relax，因为那个 energy 好像。在我的头上那边就因为太 strong 因为我也不懂得怎样去 relax 因为太久没有这样子的 experience 然后过了第二天我还是不能因为太多的东西在我的头脑里面因为那些duty 要怎样的去安排所有的东西所以 Sankara 一定在的So 第二天也是不能，然后昨天偶尔中不懂跟谁谈天的时候，好像是本来就跟他算吧，然后我忽然理解到做错了，错了，然后今天我就改了一个方式，就去 meditate 今天早上的 meditation。So 当我在 meditate 的时候，我就。就知道其实我已经可以去到 trust 那边其实我什么都不用做
对
然后我就把起初是很多的 Sankara 了 Kosa 还有刚才所留下来的所有的 memory 都在但是不要紧让他自己去 subside 然后他就当我 relax into it and then be with it 然后他就慢慢就变成了一个 free mind
杀掉
然后我就在那边 meditate 了二十分钟然后当二十分钟过后我又起来了他要我起来盘腿坐那个盘腿的时候我的 posture 是很 relaxed 然后我感觉到我头顶上好像有一个莲花的那个东西在我头上然后直接我一刹那过后我起来的时候是已经就是我出来的时候25分钟我说哈
说很快
一下子罢了
对
然后这个 experience 让我学习到其实我们一定要去做错不要紧然后重新再来
as
if you don't know anything
yeah,
重新再来
So,
就是这样子，感恩
大家，
感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。
Let us rejoice, 阿弥陀佛，萨德，萨德，萨德。So, what Alicia reported is very good, because this retreat before she came, she already told me she will help out in the kitchen area and many other areas. Where he got to help out in the allocation of duties and other things.Then the first one today, I think there were some form of lack of understanding among people who are supposed to do their duty. Then initially it's normal. So she spoke to me, I think yesterday, briefly. Then the other one is about the Sufu from the temple. They commented about the table setting, and after you finish your food, you're supposed to clean up, clear all the things, then put the chair back. It's not to say they are strict or particular or one. We have to understand some, for example, allow us this special permission to have a retreat. So we should respect the temple committee and Tang Jia for giving us such opportunity. Then we have to understand they allow us to use this place almost free, almost free. Except we have to pay for a meal, which is normal. But lodging, utility, everything is free. So when we use their way place, we need to abide by their rules, understand? We cannot say, "Ayo, why so particular?" For those who are new, maybe you don't understand, because everyone is different. So according to the feedback I received, was certain thing, the monks, especially Tang Jia, he very particular, he will be observing us. So he don't like certain thing. So don't create unnecessary like bad impression. So they already prompted us, reminded us. So I hope you all on duty cooperate with Alicia. And if you are not sure what to do, go and talk to her. Then each and every one of us also, our duty is we have to clean whatever food that we left over or drop on the floor, especially the table. After you move your bowl or your plate or what, then there is bound to be stained food or water mark and all things. So try to help clean. Otherwise, the people in charge, after everybody gone already, they still have to be there to do it up and clear all these things. Then sometimes they also find all the chair didn't push back to below the table. So we try to understand the temple's requirement and willingly, happily help out in whatever manner we can. So this is something that I personally hope Kayamita can actually play a role. And for those who have the time, free time, you should actually look around. Anything that need your help or what, you should help out. So regarding the reporting that Alicia was reporting is in a way very good, because he said first day, because of the schedule and all those things, he like involved in a lot of things. Then you see the brain or the mind, when you are involved in worldly things and all those things, well, this is a phase she got to go through. Well, she is actually a very good cultivator, meditator. He can actually relax, maintain awareness, enter stillness very fast when at home and even Tuesday class and all those things. But because of the circumstances, the community, then when she came here, she can feel, especially the first day, the chanting, the energy very strong. So when the energy is very strong, what happened was it stuck at the forehead. Normally she know how to relax and just allow it to be, then she will go into the stillness, stay with the awareness nature. But because of the duty, you got to maintain the thinking and other things. So when you are at the forehead more often, because you need to sort out things out, so without them realizing, because this is the part that cultivator will experience later, you suddenly become very sensitive. Then Because your forehead, the attention is here, the energy will build up, will build up. Then she finds it very difficult to relax. This is the phase cultivator who has progressed will go through. Yeah. Luckily, she didn't complain. She able to accept what happened. Second day also got some of his problem. Then third day, different already. She developed the understanding to let things be. Then develop the meditation differently, then relax into it. So initially, although 20 minutes or 25 minutes, I don't worry, that is lying down. Then after that, the nature now have to sit cross-legged, pan, cross-legged. Then when she sat cross-legged, actually, a few things happened. So what happened was, to her, is like he felt the head there, like there is this lotus thing up there. Like. Then she like adjusted it, then developed the meditation. It's like for a while only. When she looked at the watch, already 25 minutes. That's why it's very good. Then she realized, whatever happened, like I always say, whatever happened, is part of the cultivation. Always remember, don't doubt, have faith and continue. Then let things be. Whatever arise, investigate into it, relax into it, then silent. And finally, the meditation develop the rhythm and she become normal again. She has the ability to relax and silent and develop all those things again. So that sharing is very good. Yeah? Let us rejoice. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anybody else before we continue? You got any question? Tell me yes. Yeah, tell me. Jin Hong, the mic. Not enough battery. I got a lot of battery, you know. Jin Hong, I got a lot of battery in my bag. Yeah,
okay, good evening, Brother Teo. And all staff. I want to report something on my meditation in the morning. Morning. I was doing sitting meditation. Then I just continue to aware.
Relax, aware. Yeah. Very good.
So then quite some time, then my my leg feel pain. So I mean, I want to aware, but I feel that the whole thing is like wrong. Like I was like, I don't feel comfortable. So I was thinking to straighten my body. Once I straighten, like whole body was shaking. Like that, like
no problem.
Then after shake for quite some time already, and it's like if I continue to aware, it will like you shake this.
Then what mind, let it you flow with it. Don't do anything, flow with it. Don't panic. You just relax into it, be with it. Just like anger or whatever you know, be with it. Well, this movement shaking could be the energy build up. You could have done something in the past or your structure, your building, your body is the moment you straighten your backbone or whatever, then the energy will manifest. Then when in fact you will like be shaking. So in the past I think there are some Kalimita who do Reiki and all those things. They have this problem too. But not like yours in the meditation when you straighten the back. They all when they sit, the movement will come, they will shake and all those things. And sometimes they do the walking also, they will shake. Because these are energy that the body manifests. So no problem. So what you need to do is be focused on the four support, especially the first three. Relax. Whatever happened, relax and do it. Relax means do not resist, do not fight. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Feel yourself, be with it, like the awareness. Then maintain awareness. When you maintain awareness and be with it, no matter what it do, you are just with the movement. And then your awareness will build up. Yeah. Then later on, what happened? Yeah.
Okay, then later on, I noticed I did something wrong. It's like, remember just now you talk about the suppression, then
yeah.
I noticed, oh, actually I was doing some suppression.
Yeah, you are suppressing it and controlling it. You don't want to let it move. That's why when you straighten your back, this movement, the force, come about.
Then suddenly at the heart area, it just like, you know, like just yesterday, it's like,
oh, very good.
The whole thing, like,
oh,
like,
very good. Means you can relax into it. So there were energy build up there without you knowing it, because you are suppressing it, resisting it.
So continue pumping and then aware on
wow, the very good, very good. After that, you will be aware of your heart pumping. No need stethoscope and all those things. Very good. Thank you, thank you. So this sharing by Tammy is also something very good, so that you all can have confidence. Because no matter what you do, don't worry about people laugh at you or think that it's a silly question. Forget about it. Because this one is your thought. The thought which is shy. If you don't report, you don't ask questions, you cannot learn, understand? And this is the opportunity, condition, the session for you to report. So when you share, not only you learn, other people can also learn. Then it gives them confidence to ask. So not necessarily you must have good meditation, good progress, only you report. No need. Sometimes you are a beginner, that is the best. Like I always say, assume you don't know anything, clean slate. Then investigate, find out, then try. Then like Alicia, the first 2 days, you know something not right, we all cannot relax and all, seeing the energy. I mean, this is what happened. So be frank, report. Then if she can find the answer, she overcome it, then she progress. That's why you realize in the reporting, she never asked me any question. Then she finally found the answer and she understand what is going on. So for people who are new, if you don't report, I cannot help you. So don't be shy, okay? Anybody else? Yeah, Joey, yes. Pass the mic, pass the mic. Wait, yeah. Yeah. 哪一种自己找? Yeah. Yeah, Joey, yes.
Is it Theo?
Yeah.
Just now when I was doing the lying down meditation, suddenly I felt my heart area, my heart like pumping so fast like that, you know. Then I...
Very good.
I observe it and I relax into it. And then after that, it disappeared.
Sadhu.
Then second time, it came back again. Then I also observe it again. And again, relax into it.
Sadhu.
Then slowly, it goes back to normal.
Then after that, do you feel the sudden silence, sudden quiet?
Sudden silence and sudden relaxation.
That's suddenly very quiet.
So calm.
Very calm. Sadhu. Very good.
And actually, this morning also when I got up, I feel the left part of my this eye above my eye area, the head here. It's not migraine, no. It's like something.
I know.
That
tightness.
Tightness. Again. As I've been always reminded my brother Theo,
relax into it.
Sadhu,
sadhu, very good.
And until now it's okay, right? I don't
very good, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sadhu, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. She will progress very fast after this. She didn't know how to meditate one last time. She meditated her own way, that's why it go nowhere. Then yesterday, I remember she told me, she tried the lying down. Then he realized the body is so relaxed and he can snore. Then I say snoring is good sign. Understand? Because initially when you relax, the natural tendency is to sleep. where you are not trained in mindfulness. But never mind, where you attempted to be mindful, then the moment they snore, they hear their own story. How many of you have ever heard your own story before you know how to do this awareness meditation? You can't. When you snore, you become unconscious or subconscious. But this style of meditation, where you are snoring and going through the subconscious, unconscious dream state, you are aware inside. The body may sleep or rest, but your awareness never sleeps. It is there all the time. So this is the understanding. So what she did is, I remember yesterday and even this morning, I think, she said, now I am confident, I know what present duty, relax into every mind state, like what I mentioned the other day. Then maintain awareness, don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just relax. That's why she able to go through. And the heart pumping one, you know what happened now? Because she didn't train in awareness-based meditation, actually the heart was all the time pumping like that. If I'm not wrong, you got BP problem or not? Don't have, huh? But your heart beat faster than other people. No, during normal time, you feel it's normal. But without you knowing, because you are not relaxed initially, then this one actually, the moment you're aware, you feel your heartbeat and vibration, then most people don't understand, because you never listen to your heartbeat, no. So maybe you take the reading and all those things. But when you are aware, initially especially, this heartbeat pound very fast and very, what they call, when you are aware, it's like very vital, no, poopa, poopa, like that one inside there. So, like the doctor in the hospital, when they put all the wire on this one, all the signal all is there. So what happened is, when she starts to relax and become aware, then this thing very fast. Then very lucky she understands, relax into it. Then patiently, after a while, it becomes normal again. Then it come again. It's to let her see and understand. When you are aware, these are the things that will happen. Our whole body is full of vibration. When you don't have awareness, this vibration cannot slow down. Sometimes it's due to your adrenaline, your excitement, your stress or whatever inside. Then your pumping or the heartbeat is not the one that is like very fine, very soothing in the, what they call, very appropriate mode. So once you develop the awareness that you can detect, then you become sensitive. Then your heartbeat too fast, you will know. Then you will relax into it. Otherwise, how can you be aware to relax in it? Then you carry this state. Do you know what happened? You continue to have this type of very fast heartbeat. Sooner or later, as you continue to grow older and older and age, you will get into trouble one day. That's why meditation helps, relaxes you, allow your vibration to be normal. Then when your mindfulness is there, you become very calm. Your breathing becomes very subtle, like you hardly breathe. Then your heartbeat, everything, slow down. Until finally, later on, not now, you cannot feel your heartbeat at all. Understand? It's like everything becomes so quiet, so still. That's why she experienced the peace, the calmness, the quietness. Then after that, it continues. This one will become very quiet until, like, to her, she cannot feel anything really. Because the mindfulness or the awareness nature is not stable enough, not refined enough. So later on, you continue to relax, maintain awareness, train yourself until you become skillful, stable. Then what happens is, you can pick it up again. Like the subtle breathing, the subtle vibration habit, you can pick up. Then anywhere your awareness is located or find itself, move there, you will know what is going on, the vibration, everything. Then again, it will slow down. then it will become more and more refined, more and more quiet. Then later on, when you become good at this awareness, you realize a lot of gas come out. Sometimes it's like it will be released through your whatever gas release. Don't worry. Unless your food consumption is got some toxin or what, you will release it out. But most of the time, when you have this awareness build up and develop it, no smell on the gas release, no smell on. But a lot of this will release because this is the byproduct of the awareness going in and transform your internal. So to transform your internal, there are two parts or two phases. The first phase is before you detect the gateway, your awareness, which is not thought-based, if you stay there, then it can actually activate the thing and develop the ability to be aware and slow down all the vibration and movement. The second phase is when you are very skillful already, you can do the four support, trust your nature to do the movement. So no more like last night, relax, aware, maintain aware, where you train already, no need to maintain awareness already. Then you silence everything, stay at the heart. Then the awareness nature detect by itself. Then one day, when the causes and conditions are there, when you are ready, that silent mind, the awareness nature will detect the gateway into your nature. And when it detects, for most people, it's somewhere towards your left, 1 or 2 inches away. But don't go and measure and try to look for it. You look for it, your thought is there, you can never get it. This one must be the complete silent mind without thought. Then it will detect. When it detects, you will know. Something will happen. Very beautiful. It's something like there is a movement, very beautiful. Then your energy, yin and yang that you develop externally, they will melt into it, they will flow into it. Then it's like very soothing. Some people different experience, they experience different things. Some they describe it differently, they say like a tunnel open up, then the energy going. But different people different. So this flow, movement of pure energy, but once the yin and yang energy, external energy that you develop through whatever cultivation or practice, even exercise or whatever samatha meditation or what, don't worry, during that time they will melt inside, then it become pure energy. Then when it happens, you become so still, so calm, your sankhara here all, no more thought, completely no thought at all. Then you become very still. Like it's doing the thing, it's transforming you. Then the pure energy inside, you will know how to activate all the nervous system, or they call nadis and chakra that need to be activated. Then you can be aware of what is going on. You didn't use your thought. The trust will allow the nature to move. That's why that nature is already wise. It knows where to move, it knows where to activate. Then it activates. This is the true opening of the internal nadis and chakra. Not the one using thought, focus on the crown, the forehead, on all the tan tian, on all the heart. That one is using the thought, the energy to go. So when you use the thought, the external energy to try to force it open, my last teacher or guide said it's tempering. You know what is tempering? Right? Means you try to force it. And why? Well, he didn't explain, but I came to know. Before you have the Dhamma, the enlightenment, this gateway cannot open it. Well, this is the Bodhisattva way. But once you have already the understanding already, then you open. Once you open, you know what happened. Well, this nature is very unique. Once that one is activated, is wise, and it will do the movement by itself, then from there, the person who go through all this will understand one. Yeah. Then because people didn't do awareness-based meditation, they cannot develop it until so stable to come to the gateway. What they do is, before they are enlightened, they don't have equanimity, don't have wisdom. Their energy is all yin and yang, you understand? No? Not balanced. So this yin yang not balanced can create what they call the Surangama Sutta call it in Mahayana they call Zao Fo Yam Mo, Zao Fo Ru Mo. Means the Mara can come and attack you and all say. Then when you temper with it, the yin yang energy imbalance, it actually created the distortion, the tempering. Then what happened is many of these people who do all this, there was a Singapore lady. I remember he came down when my last guy was around. They were meditating, you know, in an aircon room. Suddenly she touched the which point of the chakra. Initially it was the intense heat release, you know, the yin yang imbalance. Until in the aircon room she felt so hot and she took off her clothes. Lady, you know. And this is what happened. And some took hold the yin yang imbalance. Then they get into trouble. Then after that, once all this happened, you do samatha, you do energy field, the mara up there, actually devarangan. Their purpose is to test all these cultivators who like energy field. That's why there are two rhymes up there. Mara, don't know what. They will come. Then they create Kuan Yin image for you, Buddha image for you. You think you see Kuan Yin, you see Buddha. Actually, these are all your Sankara thought projection. Then you go and believe. Then you say you can see past life and all this thing. Yeah, all this image will serve, especially people who do jhana. So when you land yourself with all this, very difficult to come out. You know, when your yin yang imbalance, especially those who do Kundalini, Indian meditation energy field, they believe in releasing Kundalini energy, which is very strong, can help you develop a lot of things. But they also claim that some of them got teacher and guide who can guide them. From the Kundalini, they can also achieve a lot of things. But if I were you, my advice is don't try this. These are dangerous. And very few people can manage all this. Because these are still thought-based. Whatever that arises from there is not aware nature. It's not the direct seeing. You cannot develop much wisdom out of it. You may be like enlightened, very calm, very peaceful because of jhana, because of energy. Then they force it to become one-pointedness, equanimity, enter forth jhana, like no thought, like no yin-yang imbalance. But a lot of this is just conditioned mind state at that time. So this is what those who do thought-based energy field, samatha concentration one, if they are not careful, you go into all this without a proper guide and teacher, you can get into trouble. Then last time I remember I was teaching in Champaka. There was one lady who went for one of the very famous, internationally very famous, that meditation technique. Very popular. They go all over the world in the center. They start with a 10-day retreat, then the 30-day retreat, and all that. So initially the 10-day retreat, this lady report. Very interesting, very beautiful, good experience. Because energy feels samatha and all that, focusing on it. Then later on, after attending two or three, then promoted to the 30-day. During that time, don't know how many days after that thing, suddenly he said, because he came to Champaka, I was teaching meditation, then I talked about danger of all this energy field. After that class, he came and see me. He said, Brother Teo, thank you so much. Now I understand what I went through last time. He said, after that thing happened, he got phobia, dare not go for that type of meditation anymore. He told me, during the intense retreat, she was doing all this, then the Mara came and attacked her, she didn't know. You know, she was actually sleeping. So during the sleep, it's like dream, that there was a being, she don't know it's Mara, like try to create problem on you. It's like pull her hair on the head. So she felt something not right, fear, panic, then pain. Then she woke up, you know what happened? The hair all pulled out, blood everywhere. Until they had to send her to hospital. Yeah. So you don't play a fool. Then even in the sutta, you can recall that Sariputta, he was meditating. Then Moggallana got psychic, also meditating at the side. Then this Mara didn't know Sariputta was an arahant. So to him, Mara, you know, they like to do this type of thing. So they fly through the air, whack Sariputta, very, very forceful. He know, Moggallana panic, Moggallana thought, whoa, which human form can take this type of force? Surprisingly, Sariputta, nothing happened. You know what happened to the Mara? Pow, straight away died. But this Mara, they don't know who they are actually doing all this. So when you are Mara, sometimes you go and catch out all this meditator. Your rhyme, you exist as Mara to do this work on. Because there are such meditator, there are such Mara to deal with you. So a lot of this got karmic implication. Then I have seen certain Kayamita, they must have offended the triple gem and created havoc during sasana and all things. This line, I got one that came to my class, also here, Cameron Heaven, first time, many years ago. I tell you, the moment I chant Namo Tassa, that karmic repercussion, she become like, cannot take, very eerie. Then at first she surprised, she then ran to the back there and see, the first session. Then after the first session, when we rest, I walk out, he approached me. He said, Brother, I got a problem. I said, what is it? He said, I cannot take it. He said, something inside happened. I said, what? He said, he is out of control. He cannot do anything. He said, let it out. Very eerie one, very frightening one. She actually got the track record. He go to retreat. All the monks scared of her and chase her out. Then I said, let it out lah. And the next session, like 8 hours, I saw, the funny thing. All those sitting at the side also panic. Then the next morning, outside chanting, he also went down. Then he was standing there, like all the other Kayamita. Then suddenly, that activity and eerie type of thing, that movement again come. Deng Xiao Sifu panicked. He came and approached me. He said, Brother Teo, your Kayamita got problem. I said, Meisu. I said, karmic obstruction from the past. Then you know what happened. Luckily, I sent a pure wish. I say, if there is affinity meant to be, let the triple gem assist her. Immediately after that, she become quiet. And she don't know what happened. No. Until I came up here, then I was explaining about her case. And then she walked in. No. Then she heard. And then after that, she report to everybody that, yeah, well, Teo, now I know why. I felt something. You don't know what. Suddenly I quiet. Is it? Oh. Then after that, I advise her, ask for forgiveness from Triple Jam. Ask for forgiveness for all those beings that you have, whether knowingly or unknowingly, from the distant past until now, create any karmic negativity, suffering, misled, or any of this inappropriate action and speech. Then after that, vow not to repeat all this. Then take the advice of the Buddha to keep the precept, cultivate wholesomeness, then invoke power of merit for person and to turn around. Luckily, she did that after that. Then after that, later on, not long, Namo Tassa, no problem already. Then okay already. Then she finished the whole retreat. Then later on, go back to my house, Tuesday class. When I invocation to a deva, the moment I sama before the ta come out, she tremble again. Because of this karmic thing, because when I invite the devas, this deva, you know their lifespan is so long, right? We all 50 years, they all how long? Huh? You want to know? No! One day only! No, not their lifespan. They all one day, we all 50 years, understand now? So during the sansana, the Buddha time, when the Buddha was around, maybe she was a Mara, I don't know. He do all this havoc. The deva no, he do until so famous, no. Until the deva saw this guy again, no. So they all sure, like, bopangu suha, means the karmatic effect. I said, okay, we don't chant, we don't invoke. Then she sat at the back. Then I said, you continue, ask for forgiveness, do all the same. Then after that only, that one clear. After that one clear, he followed me to Achalo there, Anandagiri, consecration of the platform, the three great beings. You know what happened? That morning we're supposed to go. The moment he come out, I think Joyce, the husband, Clifford, was there. He like xiao lang like that, inside there. Everything. Until Clifford also panic, because he first time joined us on the spiritual trail. But it's not on the same van as me. He's on different van. Then Clifford asked Joyce, how many minki I any con one? So what happened was, he went there. Then reach the entrance, there is one entrance. He cannot go in, no. Cannot go in, no. Keep on crying out there. No. Then I think one or two of my kaimita help her, no. I think Mimi, one of them. Then somehow help her to like ask for forgiveness. Then I saw. No. Then I invoke power of merit, because she has some form of merit. She also make offering, donation, all things. Then she determined to change all that. Then I say, by the power of whatever wholesomeness that she has cultivated since the day she knows the correct cultivation of the Dhamma, all things, may arise a cause for she to break her karmic obstruction and allow her to go in. But then after that, she can go in. After that, to go into the kuti or achalo, we are all inside there. He cannot go in. No. He reached the doorstep there. He said there is a false stalker. No. He cannot go in. No. Then make noise again. Until achalo asked me, something wrong. I said, no. I said, karmic thing. Don't worry, don't worry. Then I said the pure wish again. Then suddenly, like nothing obstruct her already. She can go in. Then later ask her what happened. She said, I don't know, brother, dear, Then later on, Katina, I tell you, I saw, we all men supposed to go up, they all lady all go down there. She was alone there, bowing, keep on bowing. I was aware, then I saw, then I had joy, I know, gao tim already. Means the problem gone already. You know, later on when I asked her, I say, what happened? He said, I don't know, brother, there is a force forcing me to bow, pay respect, the triple gender, consecration, the three great beings there. How you explain all this? Then after that, until today, she normal back again. Actually, the trip to Anandagiri, she got coming obstruction, She had injury, then Po Sang Fong is what? Titanus. Titanus. He cannot go, he told me. I said, if you were determined to go, ask for forgiveness. Then go and see the doctor. Then he went and see the doctor. He said, very strange. The morning before we go to the airport, she recovered. That's why she will be first. So a lot of things, coming of obsession, you don't play a fool. Mara thing, you don't play a fool. Okay? How did I end up here? It was about Joey's meditation. Maybe meant to be.
I know. We were talking about Sister Tammy.
No. Joey's meditation reporting.
Okay.
I explained how the awareness base can actually be. Then I end up in all the thought based on dangerous one. So you are blessed because this message has to come up. I think some of you maybe need this message, I don't know. So don't play a fool with karma. Don't go and try all the funny. Mindfulness, no danger. Don't worry. Awareness, no danger. We have no thought involved. No coming involved. But pure thought. Beautiful words, awesomeness, and you progress very fast. That's why this type of meditation, this type of understanding is, I don't think you can find anywhere, not common, very, very rare. So hopefully you all can develop the faith, the understanding, and just do. What have you got to lose? Remember? Paying respect, what have you got to lose? Does it harm you? Does it create danger to you? Learning how to develop awareness-based meditation, stabilizing it, does it harm you? You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Why you worry and dare not go into it? Understand that? So all these are the understanding. It's not easy to change a person's view and understanding. Where you are so conditioned. So a lot of things like you never heard before, and you like, there is this resistance, panic, fear. What is it? I never heard before, and all those things. All this arises because you've got karmic obstruction, understand? And sometimes you cannot listen, you cannot go in. So you need to ask for forgiveness, repentance, do it. The chanting normal one, at the back, page 16, 17, they have. Yeah? You can follow. 17, 18, sorry. 17 and 18, they are all there. Okay? Okay, so now we continue. Sorry. Tammy, continue.
Wisdom of Prak Ajahn Yantra.
This is my Thai teacher that taught me the highest meditation. Then all these are the important pointer he shared with me during those years that I actually came into contact with him. I also visited his monastery, his branch monastery in Australia, Thailand, and she visited Malaysia many, many times. And she agreed to accept only for lay people, my house, house dana, with the disciple, all they came. Okay? Yeah. Now, read.
Some important truths that Brother Teo has learned from his teacher, Prat Ajahn Yantra Amaro Bhikkhu, a very wise and famous Thai monk during the early years of his cultivation, 1988 to 1992, are as follows. 1. Mind is mind, body is body. Body is never the mind, and the mind is never the body. But body is important too, because both body and mind must harmonize to help us live life and develop the meditation, and we choose take care of mind because mind is more important. 2. We choose accept everything as natural, because only form and mind arising and passing away, and mighty nature rolling by, so not so real and not what one thinks.
So this is the meaning of emptiness, empty nature of existence. Understand that? Huh? We choose accept everything as natural, because they accord and flow with nature's law. That is the reality, what is. Then because everything is non-self, empty, form and mind, understand, the five aggregate, not what you think. Then they arise and they pass away, and only like mighty nature rolling by. It's nature's phenomena rolling by, no reality. Like I explained the other day, you can only recall to memory Wang Si Zi Nen Hui Wei. Whatever happened in life since birth until now, is it real? You cannot deny it happened, but is it real? Past is already gone, no more reality. And the only reality in life is the present moment. How stable is it? Split second is gone, split second. So, what is the reality behind life? Nothing. It's just a set of nature's law, mighty nature rolling by. Can you understand? Yeah. Then the first one, you can understand what my dear say. Mind is mind, body is body. Body never the mind, mind never the body. Body is important too. So we choose to take care of body. Where body and mind must harmonize. Through this, the moment I hear, it went in. Then one day when I was meditating and the short retreat, 3 days, 2 nights, weekend, at Brickfield Temple, remember. I was doing the meditation, I think 1987 or 88, I forgot already. Then I was crossing my leg. Then the pain came, very intense pain. Then I tried to relax into it, but you know, the pain is very, very severe, exhilarating. Then I determined, no, but not as brave as the Buddha underneath the Bodhi tree. Not until the blood all dry out also I won't rise. The thought actually came and panicked me. No. If you continue to sit, your leg will paralyze. So leg paralyzed only, not so bad. So I said, okay, paralyzed. So I said, you know why I make the decision? Because I remember this one. No. Mind is mind, body is body, body never the mind, mind never the body. Means the body, that one pain, trigger or condition the mind to grasp, now cling. And it is the upadana kanda that cause suffering. So I relax into it, yeah? I endure it. And you know what happened? No? Suddenly, like I explained the jiwei, what is pain? It's a sensation you don't like in it. So if you resist it and don't like it, it becomes ill, mental hindrance. That's why I cannot break free. When I accepted it, relax into it, endure it, I develop the silent mind. I relax, I aware, I silent, maintain awareness. Then suddenly, that whole thing flash through. No? There is a sudden flash. You know, my brain here, the mind, bright light, you know, very bright, flashes through. No? Then the greatest thing happened. No? Suddenly, the energy came, the virya, everything, the awareness. Then I realized my leg no more pain. No? How come like that? I said. Then I become very brave. No? I investigate, no? Using my awareness. I go down to my leg, where the thing is. Then I saw nothing. No? Yeah, the mind has separated. The body still got that thing, the pulling sensation, everything. Very clear. Then I said, how come like that? Then later on, when I came out of the meditation, I realized this is the first jhana, knowledge, inside knowledge that Buddha talked about. Able to discern clearly between form and mind. Understand? The form is a form, body is a body, mind is mind. The two are like separate one. Where the awareness does not cling onto the sensation. Then I was so amazed, I can see the chi at the place where there is constriction and the pain build up, flowing through. You know. Then after that, from that day onward, I got no problem with pain. I know how to relax, I know how to settle down. That's why I can sit for 3-4 hours after that, no problem. Yeah. So this is what the advice, you know how to understand and apply it. When you read, you may not know what it means, a body, body, mind is mind, body never the mind never the body. What is the, do you get any understanding from that? Huh? Basically, before I explain how I did it, do you understand what the advice was? You can't, isn't it? No way. Yeah. But for people who have the past, they listen this type of truth, they know. They can do it. That's why I dare to do it. And when it flashed through, the whole mystery is no more. Understood. So all this is how I developed the understanding. That's why I came to realize the hindrance not there. When you accept, relax, maintain awareness, the deep take over. The shift of consciousness happened. Okay? And now the next one.
Page 52, number 3. We choose contemplate all Dharma until they are very, very clear. Importance of the second turning wisdom.
This one, every time I meet him in person, when I go to his monastery, or when I go and visit the branch monastery, or when I was with him, when he visited Malaysia, I had the condition and opportunity to be with him alone most of the time. Because at that time, very strange, I decided to bought a MPV, Toyota like is, can carry 8 persons. Because that time, he accepted my house dana and he got a lot of monks and disciples. So I need to contact 2 other friends who have transport also together with me, bring them and all those things. So because of that, I fetch him. And he know, he can sense me. There a lot of things happen. When I visit him in Kanchanaburi, together with another Kanyamita, you know what happened when we arrived there? He was giving sermon and all those things, teaching all those things. Then he was so mindful, he saw me. He saw me, he put out the hand. Then I told the disciple, never mind, just let him know that we are here. Then the message came back, wait for him, is it? Wait for him. And I know he finished very late, 12 something, midnight, only finished. Yeah. So we waited for him. Very funny. Until all the other lay people who were there, from foreign country, New Zealand and all that, he told us, he said, Sadhu, he said, tonight, you sleep up there, just below his kuti. His one is in the mountain. Later on, we come to know that Kuti was his chief disciple, Kuti. He asked his chief disciple to move down. Then the two of us went there. So a lot of them complained. They said, huh, how come you all can stay here? Then they visited me. That's why we become friends. And you will learn Patsy and Craig. That time, I think my daughter and son also know them. They came to Malaysia. So very funny, you know. Stay in the kuti, and at night, you know what happened? We put on the clothes to meditate. A lot of ants came, no? The whole clothes, like covered with ants. No? My friend, older than me, sit at the lie down and sleep at the other side with the cloth, full of ants. No? Then mine, very funny, you know. There are some ants, but they crawl down to the forehead here and do the movement. Do the movement. I was lying down at the net there. Then I aware, I didn't sleep. I have the awareness. You know what happened? I knew something. The sign is there. So I mindfully aware, I wake up. Then I saw, full of ants. Whole netting, his one. Mine less, only at the forehead. Actually, that time, almost 3 a.m. In the night. Then 3:45, the chanting start. Then I had to call my friend. I said, Uncle Ku, he's older than me. He was deep sleep, snoring. Then I said, Uncle Ku. Then you know what he said. He wake up, then he like suddenly shocked, like people call you. I said, please, don't panic. I said, don't open your eye, slowly. Then he opened the eye, saw the ant, he panicked, he shouted. I said, silent, meditate, relax, away. So I retained my tongue, and you know what happened? The ant slowly clear. And by that time it clear, I told him, I said, we must read it metta. Then we must do some form of meditation. Yeah, where they want us to meditate. Then after that, the chanting start, Rupang, Anichang, and all those things. I said, time to go. Is it so early? I said, monk, 3:45 they start. Then after that, the next morning, we supposed to go down for breakfast after the chanting. Then I met the chief disciple. I don't know he is the chief disciple. He came near me. He talked to me. He said, you from Malaysia? He said, he know English. He said, last night did anybody visit you? I said, yeah, the ants. Good. What happened? Then I told him, he's sadhu. He said, we all same. He said. Because he also feel funny, why chief disciple go down there, let two lay person, from nowhere, up there. Then later on, after we left, the New Zealander, they wanted to stay there. I said, you go and ask Prachana. You know what happened? Rejected straight away. And inside the room, not only the end, later on I saw in the table there, there were this photo of dead people, the 9 stages of cemetery contemplation photo all there. Because the disciple was doing that type of, they call it Asubha. You heard of Asubha? Contemplation on the 9 stages of cemetery decomposition. How the dead body decay and all those things. So a lot of things you cannot understand. But it really happened. And this is what Dhamma is. So that's why I have affinity with him. The advice is so beautiful. So this partner, he asked me to contemplate. He advised me not less than 6 times. Every time I meet him. Then after that, because of that, I continue to contemplate. Then I didn't know this was the second turning until in 2004 when Yun Chan asked me to come out and share. That's why that thing that I was doing was the second turning contemplative wisdom. And because of my path, I can understand very fast. You read on. All the seven, very good. The number four one is the highest meditation. Last time, earlier on the first day, I explained to you all. Tell me, read.
Number four, the highest or real meditation. We choose aware of all actions and all movements in the present moment. Daily mindfulness meditation in daily life. Number five, importance of having a good daily religious routine to train the mind to cultivate puja, metta, sati, and meditate every day.
This religious routine I share with you already. So after the 8 day, I will give you a briefing on how to continue with the training after you leave this place. So this is the one, daily religious routine. Every day you must have this routine to cultivate, to train yourself. You can be working, you can be a housewife, no problem. Okay, you don't need to wait till you retire only to, no need. I was at the peak of my career at that time, 34 years old. Actually, I started in 86, 33 years old. So I was doing the religious routine non-stop, continuously, until it happened. Okay, next one.
Number six, importance of constantly cultivating the five spiritual faculty of mind and the keeping of the five precepts. Seven, nature has great loving kindness. Nature just gives, gives, and gives. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we consume all come from nature.
Then he also shared with us. He looked at the nature, the tree. Endure the sunlight to give you the shade. You rest down there. But what did humanity give back to that tree, nature? What do they do? They litter around it, urinate. They sometimes they shit, then they chop the tree for firewood. Understand? Or for timber and all those things. So when he was in the forest, he lived among nature. So he learned all this Dhamma by observing nature, by observing life. That's why I like his teaching. And when he said this, nature give and give, because nature has great lovingness. Wow, my heart opened out all that time. Then I relate metta. I relate to all beings, to all the plants, the trees, whatever beings, devas and all that. That time my metta was very strong, very, very strong. Until later on, I went to Australia, I told you all about the dog incident. So all this really just manifests and happened during those few years. Okay, continue with the rest.
1.4. Key to understanding meditation. The key to understanding meditation is to understand that the body and mind must harmonize and be in a constant state, relaxed inner awareness to develop the meditation. And because the mind is trapped inside this physical body of ours due to our karmic conditioning, so whatever the body experiences, the mind will also experience them through its mental consciousness. This is the reason why the form and mind can experience suffering conditioned by one's karma if wisdom is not developed as yet.
So this one is easy to understand. We are, as a human being, we have a physical body and we have the consciousness trapped inside. That's why you have to go through this karmic experience. We have the consciousness, the form and mind, like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition is supported by our karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So because of that, whatever happens, manifests, where you have a physical body. You can go through disease, injury, misery, suffering, physically and mentally. So because of that, the karmic conditioning is already imprint within your karmic nature. So when you come as a form of mind, you have to endure and develop the understanding of all this. If you don't have the Dhamma, then nothing much you can do. You come, you go through the karmic process, then you get yourself entangled. You want to know your past, you look at your life now. Then you want to know the future, you look at how you live your life now. That is what karma is, you reap what you sow. Okay, we have a toilet break, I need to go to toilet. 3 minutes, okay. Okay, we shall continue. Before I continue with the Heart Sutra sharing, just I heard from Padmasuri that Sister Song, you got meditation to report, yeah, you pass the mic to her. Just report, don't worry, go lang chiu lu eh. Don't worry, you just report whatever happened during the meditation, how you do it. Because when I ask you can relax or not, you say, yeah, can.
I don't have to talk because why? What I experience is that I got it last two weeks.
Is that?
And then until I came here just now and ask Pama, is it the same like that? Or I go to sleep?
Oh, sadhu. Describe, shall I? Yeah, very good.
Friday, I give dana.
Sadhu.
Our Aloka Center have every Saturday we have meditation.
Yeah.
So meditation, every Saturday we've got meditation from 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Oh, very good.
Our chanting is about, our meditation is about 45 minutes. So that day when I sit down, I have to be around. I really don't want to go for meditation. I don't believe in meditation.
Okay.
So because I don't believe in meditation, I say all of them pseudo one that are going to close their eyes.
Until today,
I feel I'm wrong.
So
that day, I was sitting down. I usually I sit down and say, and then I feel I'm in the air. You know, I said, hey. What is this thing? It is meditation or I sleep. When I woke up, I asked my Danny boy, Danny, today I'm this song experience different twice I experienced that. So like, and I don't know whether I sleep or what. No noise at all. Usually, I think of this, think of that, tomorrow,
The thought process, the sankhara, a lot of movement.
And then,
No thought, then it manifests,
That's why I don't know whether it's manifest or Aikido.
That is, the condition is starting to unfold for you to understand, because suddenly you come to be aware that there is no thought up here. Because normally you got a lot of things. You got a lot of duty to do and a lot of things to follow.
This brother, I'm quite busy.
Yeah.
So always I think of, tomorrow and food, I want to buy.
Correct.
So the mind is disturbed, So when I ask Danny, Danny said, I said, so you going already? No, I said, going where? I said, going to die. I said, so you going already? Because you give, to the monk, and when you were talking of two of us, I was so scared.
Don't worry, even if it's a peaceful sleep, deep sleep, that is good resting. Understand?
That's why I lie down for a while, it's 3 minutes and go off.
Oh, very good.
I said, what is this doing? because I was climbing up and down.
Yeah. So because when you are tired, then when you lie down to rest, the mind settles down very fast. settle down with her. Then you can initially go into the like sleep state, but you didn't snore. Did you snore? You didn't snore, yes? That one is to rest the body, but you cannot maintain awareness. So never mind. Later on, when you can maintain awareness, but because you don't snore, you don't hear your own snoring. Understand? So you need to hear other people snoring. Understand? Then the awareness come back again. Otherwise, it lapse into like a blank mind. Understand? Then sometimes you may even the subconscious release the dream state, like you are in the air. That is the astral body come out. But never mind, because
not funny. Like, no, you don't have anything in your mind.
Yeah. Kang on. Then only the astral mind can come out. Otherwise, can come out. But don't worry, because these are the experience you will go through. What you need to do is now, you know how to relax, you know how to blank out everything. You only need to train yourself to maintain awareness. Understand or not? At your age, with your physical body a bit oversized, you find it more difficult to be mobile. You know? That's why you say you go up staircase. Is it chuan?
Yeah.
Pulsating? So you will have all this, where this comes with the physical body. As you age, as you become obese and all those things, all this will follow. You are how old? Actually, not that old yet. But for her case, where she do a lot of things. Then she help out a lot, do a lot of dana and all those things. So because of that, I think she has the faith, and because of Jayanta. Now the mother and son, I tell you, beautiful. I saw Jayanta hold her hand and bring her out. At the doorway just now before we had our afternoon session. Then I was told by the mother changed a lot, now like progress quite a lot. Then Jayanta also impressed. Then their relationship became so much better the last few months. I think almost coming to a year already. So all this come about because Jayanta developed understanding. You also see Jayanta change. You also happy, he spend more time with you, care about you. Then this relationship will flourish. Then you establish the mother-son relationship. Then you give birth to him. You give him life. That's what I told Jayanta many months back. I said you must understand your mother. Have gratitude towards him. Yeah, he give you life. Give birth to you. Understand? Care for you. Provide for you. Support you. Sacrifice for you. And because of her love for you, she really wants to do the best for you, but in her own way as well. So, you know, like younger generation and older generation, initially very difficult to have the gap fill up. Then later on, after I explained to Jayanta, then he understands. Then he starts to develop more understanding and love and care and gratitude towards the mother. Then the relationship become very good. Then after that, I think since the song was very happy, we saw the sun different already. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. It can help transform the understanding, then bring forth the harmony, the unity, the joy. This is what Dhamma is. If you go and learn Dhamma, go in and out, retreat, meditate, then go back, family, quarrel here and there, having problem here and there, cannot live life, that is not practicing Dhamma. To me, that is learning Dhamma knowledge, theoretical, and becoming egoic, and have a lot of conflict. So, what Sister Song share and what I observe, gone through, I think is a good example for us all, cultivator of the way. No matter what, Dhamma can change your personality, your character, your understanding. and transform your life for the better. If you know how to cultivate it, apply it, and use it. Even right now, Jayanta, I think, more organized. Not like last time, Kelangkabut here and there, the timing all out. So all this is happening for a good cause. So let us thank Sister Song and rejoice with her and Jayanta. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So, Jayanta, where are you? Now your turn. After your mom share, now you share.
Sorry, very few, because as you're asking me to collect the COVID test
okay. Don't worry, don't worry.
Okay, somebody take me, take my face first. Anybody? Anybody on report? For this moment of time?
Yeah, anybody want to take over
so
to
I can have time a bit to But has everybody sent me your test
kit for today?
Anybody has not sent me a test kit? Please raise your hand so that I'm going to go and call the...
Take the mic. Give to KC.
Okay, thank you.
All those who haven't given your RTK test kit, you better send it to Dr. J. After today, we are all free already. Sure no positive. If you positive also, you strike lottery. We are nobody positive, you fourth day only. Means you must have got it before you come. But not likely. Ticket. Yes.
Just to share my experience.
Very good.
Comment on that.
Can.
Since I started my teaching, I think about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Since the COVID started.
So okay.
A bit more serious in my meditation. And in a few of my meditation, I don't say many, just a few, very few. I have that feeling when your breathing is become very light,
sadhu,
and gentle, subtle,
sadhu,
and you can feel that you can feel your body, your mind out of your body. In the very beginning, my leg used to ache a lot. So I tried different type of breathing. So I tried the very light one. So like that, you can't really feel the force you're breathing in and breathing out. You feel very
correct. Light. It is very natural. You don't have to force it or exert it or use the thought to interfere with it. No need. The anapanasati will only happen, mindfulness of the in and out breath, when you relax and let it breathe in, breathe out naturally, then your mindfulness is with it. Then when you can develop that, when you develop mindfulness, you become very calm, very peaceful. You experience the first spiritual joy or peace, pity. You feel joy, pity.
The joy is that, because my leg was aching very bad, but you can feel that your mind no longer with your body, your mind is actually...
It's like...
You see the pain, not feel the pain.
I know.
Somehow you see the pain.
Correct.
The pain.
You know why or not? Because when your anapanasati come about, you have sati, you have mindfulness. And that mindfulness give rise to piti, joy. Then that pity actually overshadow your so-called pain. But because your pity is not strong enough and you don't know how to relax, that thing still become like you know there is something like uncomfortable. You say you know it's pain but you don't feel it. Understand? Because that pity overrides it. Understand? So your problem is you don't know how to relax your leg. But when you cross your leg, you know what happened. But this knee here, bam, this constriction. If you don't know how to relax, if you don't do yoga or relaxation exercise, the chi will block. Then when you have pressure on it, the pain will arise. Surface.
Okay, and now because I've been 3 years away, so I don't feel the pain.
Good.
The pain now is there, but it's not
tolerable. Tolerable. You can tolerate it
longer.
Yeah, you can tolerate it no longer.
So the I would say it's a quite a reason explain is that you can, yeah, use that kind of breathing. Well, death head will not always come.
Definitely.
Yeah. So when it comes, I can kind of feel that normally you can feel your breathing.
Correct.
But to the state, you don't feel
anything. Yeah, no
you
more
breathing. You can see your breathing. You can see your breathing. You can see your breathing.
Correct. Because that is the subtle breathing. It has become more refined, more quiet. So you need to continue to silent, don't do anything, or allow the anapanasati to become very subtle until like no more breathing. That is the time the mind will enter sati, but you first time experience it, you don't know what it is, you don't know what to do.
That's what I heard you say. When you see that, suddenly think,
hey,
what is that? And your thought
coming. Yeah lah, then gone lah.
Suddenly disappear.
Yeah lah, gone lah. Then you know this one arise through causes and conditions that is beyond your control.
So now my next question is to you is that how to sustain the silent mind?
It's very easy one.
Because my silent mind is very short.
I know, because you do the traditional way, the breathing, and you don't know how to do the breathing, then you don't really know what anapanasati is. Anapanasati is to relax, maintain awareness of the in and out breath. Like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. No need to know, no need to do anything, just follow the awareness and the breath as one. Breathing out, aware. When these two harmonize and synchronize without thought, you feel the pity inside there, the joy. So pity, when it comes, you feel very, very like joyful. It's like that joy is, especially for people who experience it first time, you feel very good and you like to meditate on it every time you want to do. But because you are new, you have not stabilized it. Because of that, you find it, you cannot like extend it or sustain the thing. Then you ask it how to sustain. The question is not how to sustain, how to understand why you are not able to sustain it. So the understanding is very important. When this pity arises, you continue to just let it breathe. Don't go and panic and think, what is this? The thought coming means what? When there is thought, there is no mindfulness, anasal. There is no awareness. So it disrupts the anapanasati movement. And because of that, you lost it. So let it be. And you continue to do this anapanasati and experience the piti, no problem. But later on, when you are very good, it initially becomes long breath. Very long, like one in-breath, very long. One out-breath, very long. Then that time, your anapanasati, you will feel the piti leading to sukang. You know what is sukang, right? Sukang is what? What is sukang?
No idea.
Then you don't know. Sukang is blissfulness of mind. The mind becomes very blissful. Really very blissful. I don't know how to describe to you. That thing make you very blissful. Sometimes they call the hair stand on end. It's so blissful. Like beyond the pity, so blissful. I don't know what is the Chinese word, Mandarin word. What is it? The Hokkien say, you feel chinja song, but not that type of song. The English word is correct. Blissful. Really blissful one. When you experience that, you keep on wanting to meditate. Because that one, the worldly song, or what, cannot compare to that. That one is very blissful one. Then Ajahn Brahm, I think, used to share, because he's very humorous. You know Ajahn Brahm, heard of him. He very humorous. And you say, he will describe it. He said that bliss. It's so blissful until I think better don't use that word. It's like when you're having fun. That type of fun cannot compare to that type of bliss. So how you are going to understand that unless you do it, understand? Then when it comes, you have to remember, no. Sukham is not an enlightenment factor. Only piti is an enlightenment factor. So when sukham comes, don't worry, let it happen. Then after that, this bliss will also be gone. Understand? So initially, piti become like no more so fine, already gross. Because once you able to realize that sukham, that blissfulness, then piti is no longer special, like good food. After you taste a few times already, nothing special already. You want something new. Yeah. Then when the new food come, more tasty, better than the piti, then sukham take over. Then if you continue to relax and maintain awareness and mindfulness, then this sukham also gone. Then what happens is the mind become very quiet, very still. Then you enter into, they call it ekagata, one-pointedness. So the jhanic factor, they have five. Five jhanic factor. First one is vitaka. Is it cage here? Vitaka vichara. So this one is applied thought. You apply your thought there. Because this one is thought based people do one. Applied thought. But if you do anapanasati, you don't have to go through this. Yeah. Then this one is sustained thought. You sustain your thought there. Okay? Then when you sustain your thought there, means you continue to allow the thought to sustain there, means they develop one-pointedness. And this one also can give rise to piti. But anapanasati, the better way is you don't go through these two. You develop mindfulness of the in and out breath. Got E or not, breath? Huh? Breath got E or not? Breath only got E. So mindfulness of the in and out breath will replace these two. Understand? So these two not required. So when you do this, when you are in sati, when you are mindful without thought, understand? This one sustain that thought there means also no thought. So when you are mindful without thought, you experience piti. Then you continue to relax it in the way it becomes more refined, you experience sukham. Piti is spiritual joy. That is the type of peace. Very joyful inside, but it's not blissful yet. You have joy, but it's not blissful. So this is piti. Then after that, you continue to relax. Then this piti will transform into something more refined, which the Buddha call it sukham. So this is spiritual bliss. You know the word heavenly bliss, yeah? The heavenly bliss, the heavenly beings, they are very happy, very peaceful, and very blissful out there. Yeah? They enjoy life. They got good merits and all that. Then after this, your mind becomes so quiet, piti gone, sukham gone, then you stay in ekagata. What is the spelling? I think not correct. Anyway, something like that. This is one-pointedness. Of mind. So this jhanic factor of this five, only piti is a enlightenment factor. So what happens is when you do one-pointedness samatha meditation, you go through this. You apply your thought there, the object of meditation. Then you sustain it until no thought. And then you experience piti, sukha, then ekagata. So what happens is those who go through jhana, they will tell you, once you relinquish these two, yeah, these two, initially when you have this and this, you will experience the initial first jhana. Because first jhana still got thought, apply thought and sustain thought. Then you experience piti. So when you experience piti, this piti, when no more, you will experience the second jhana. Then after that, sukhang also no more, you experience the third jhana. Then after that, you stay at ekagata, one-pointedness, where they develop equanimity, then this will become the fourth jhana. You understand? So this is what the Hindu teaching is about jhana, 40 object meditation, samatha meditation. So this one, only one enlightenment factor. Whereas you do anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, sati is an enlightenment factor. Then you realize piti. Then you may also realize sukhang. I also went through this. Then when sukhang come, you really very blissful. You like to actually continue to look for it. But because of my past, I just breeze through it. Yeah. Then I understand all this because I went through them. Then after that, I cannot attach to sukhang. Yeah. So what happened was, I went into continuous mindfulness. This sati become continuous until it become absorption. Absorb until I was in apana samadhi. You understand? Absorption samadhi. Absorb into it. The whole thing, the mindfulness is so strong that I can absorb into it. And when I absorb into it, you know what happened? I can cut off my senses. You know what is cutting off the senses? Because in the early day, I like to meditate at night, middle of the night, when my wife sleep, my children sleep. So I will cross-leg and meditate. And you know, middle of the night, especially my SS2 area, got motorbike fellow racing here and there, sometimes car also racing here. Then they put bomb on the channel. Last time, without the bomb, a lot of these things. So when I was meditating, I remember, then I hear this motorcycle and the car racing around. Then I decided to develop the anapanasati deeper. Then I went into apana samadhi. I absorbed into it. You know what happened? Suddenly, the hearing consciousness there cut off. That vibration all no more. Then I was thinking, how come like that? Then I release it out. The moment I release, the sound come back. Then I went into it again. I cut it off. That's how I came to know, when you enter apana samadhi too deep, you can cut out your senses. You can stay inside there. So there are three types of peace that the Buddha actually taught. Yeah. So the first type of peace is citta vivika. You heard of this citta vivika, no? Vivika is what? Seclusion. First one is kaya vivika. Physical seclusion. You know what is that? No? When you renounce and become a monk, temporary also, you're supposed to give up, understand? No? Your wealth, your whatever, then take a new name, understand? No? Then that is kaya vivika, means you renounce all the wealth, I would say wealth, no? All your possession, understand? No? Worldly thing, worldly possession. Then you are only given the rope, the bark, and all those things, the necessity. Then you join the lineage of a renunciate, a monk, or in the time of the Buddha, a samana, or a brahmin, and all those things. So what happens is, when you become a monk, you renounce or seclude the materialistic thing. That is the first level of peace. Because after that, you are not worried about worldly thing anymore. Those things don't disturb you anymore, understand? So you will have a type of peace born of the setting that you are in. You are a monk, you are in a temple, the environment is conducive. You're supposed to meditate, train yourself. Then second one is citta vivika, mental seclusion. Understand? Means all your senses, you seclude. Your mind went in and you shut it off through jhana, through apana samadhi. So when you enter absorption samadhi, your senses can cut off, understand? Then your mind stay inside secluded. So this is citta vivika, the second type of peace. But this second type of peace, you cannot live like, understand? Because you got to come out into society, understand? So when you come out into society, if you cannot handle life, you went back to either your meditation area or go back to the retreat and all. That's why a lot of people find it very difficult. In and out retreat. Every time go retreat, peaceful, come out again, back to square one, go in again. So that is not the way. If the Buddha is only peaceful when he's at the retreat or meditating, then he's not the Buddha. So the Buddha taught the third one. Third one is, what is the third one again? I don't know what vivika already. There is a Pali word. Kaya vivika, citta vivika, upadi. Is it upadi vivika? Upadi vivika. You know what is upadi vivika? The third type of peace born of wisdom. Not jhana, I will say. Page 176. Turn to page 176. Okay. So page 176, third paragraph. Yes. As meditation is a very general word, it is important to understand the meditation as taught by the Buddha. The real meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop the wisdom via insight into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, so as to be at peace with all situations wherever you are, termed upadi vivika. So this is the third one. This is what the Buddha developed through wisdom, enlightenment. Okay? Yeah? So for TK, you have to develop this until very stable. Until the anapanasati, initially long breath, when it's long breath, you will experience pity. Then later on, the pain, everything also no more an issue, because the pity will actually stabilize and become very, very peaceful. A lot of spiritual joy, they call it the Pali word is piti, the type of joy is born of meditative and spiritual. Then after that, this one will transform into sukhang. And when sukhang become very intense, your breathing like become slower. You become like very quiet, very still, very silent. During this time, do not panic. When you experience a state like you no more breathing, do not panic. I don't breathe means I will die. Then the thought come in, finish. Your meditative training gone. So stay with the breath. Until no more breathing also never mind. Stay there. Understand now? Stay there. You know what is stay there now? No breath for you to follow already. It's like swimming. You are no longer holding onto the float, understand now? When you swim with the float, it's not the real swimming. When you swim without the float, means what? The object of meditation that allow you to do the anapanasati, which is your breath, no more. No more means you cannot do anapanasati. Correct or not? Correct or not? Then what happened? That mind will by itself enter sati. Understand or not? No more mindfulness, no more in and out, no more object of meditation. That's why it will enter sati. When it enters sati, it means what? Mind has become that awareness it has become that sati. Understand? Means the mind is in sati. That's why after that, everything you see is in sati. Everything you hear is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, all in sati. This one, the Theravada tradition, especially the Theravada tradition, you know what they ask you to do or not? When you cannot feel anything. When you're rising, falling, vipassana, object or meditation is so subtle until you cannot feel anything. What did they ask you to do? They ask you to do sitting and touching, you remember? You do sitting and touching for what? To arouse the thought again. It means you don't understand. So forget about what they tell you. Find out. For me, nobody taught me. I just know how to stay at the breath. Then until the mind enters sati, but that time I don't know that is mind enters sati. My mind become like the refinement of mindfulness becomes so fine, I suddenly can detect the subtle breathing, or like no more breathing like that. No. It's like they call it internal breathing, no more external breathing. The breath doesn't come out anymore. Like I can hold the breath very long. But I'm not suppressing it or controlling it. It's naturally like that one. That's why I came to know. Then when I was in this state, any of the activity that I do, I move, it's like magnify or no. The mindfulness like magnify it for me to see. Then I realized after I come out of the meditation, all my activity, the kaya, the movement, my awareness is really or no. Then everything I see, the specific phenomenal awareness is direct with all phenomena. That's why after that, when your mind is already in sati, your mind is very stable. Then you don't have to worry about losing it and losing. Yeah, during that time, your mind already in sati. Everything you do is in sati. Understand? But that phase also will come to pass. Then something else will happen. And so on. So, finally, whatever you do, even going through this or what, you will end up realizing the true mind. You realize that true mind, silent mind, without thought, is a different entity. So when you are able to be with that, then we call this the awareness-based meditation. You stay at your heart, the awareness. Because this is where the seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force comes. This is where the gateway is. So if you stay here, you will be with the true mind, the true nature, the awareness. That's how meditation is to be understood. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then let me continue.
Page 52, 1.4 second paragraph. To truly become enlightened, one must have the understanding to transcend birth and death of this segmented life of ours. The famous quotes by Venerable Master Guang Qing are, 过去心不可得, the past is already gone, so not a reality anymore. 未来心也不可得, the future has yet to come, so it is also not a reality. And 现在心也不可得, the present moment cannot also be held onto because of its transient nature. Hence, it is also not a reality too, even though it is the highest in life or within existence, because the moment you know or experience it, it is already dead and gone, hence no longer the present moment. So in order to transcend life of birth and death, 了生死, one must transcend even the present moment, which is still within existence and life itself. To transcend life, we must meditate to realize the cessation of form and mind, Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. As we all know, the moment is the only apparent reality in life, and as real as it can be, it is just a moment, and the very next moment it is already dead and gone, or no more, and the next moment arises and passes away again and again. Hence impermanent, empty, and not so real or anatta. So how real can life be?
So now you understand, huh? All these are clearly explained and described, okay? Yeah. Book
one,
of Understanding Life.
1.5 Understanding Life. So moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? The problem of living being is they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life most of the time. So much so they totally miss out on life. That is, they are never with the moment to fully live and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Instead, they only existed through life. They are conscious but hardly mindful or aware. So learn to live life and not worry about life. Part 2. Heart Sutra Lesson 8. Part 2A, General Explanation of the Title and the Five Categories of Recondite Meaning, page 3 to 6, 2.1, Master Xuan Hua's 8-line verse. Brother Teo just briefly went through it because it is not important. Below is Master Xuan Hua's 8-line verse, which Brother Teo advises us to read through before discussing them during the next Heart Sutra class. 1. Wonderful wisdom can reach the other shore right now. 2. The true mind itself can merge with enlightenment source. 3. Dharma and analogy comprise its title, which transcends the relative. 4. Empty of the characteristic of all Dharma is this substance beyond words. 5. Fundamental non-attachment is its purpose and intent. 6. And by using its power of eradication, the three obstacles are cleansed away. 7. The butter division is determined to be the meaning of this teaching. 8. A maha turning around. This is the prajna boat. Part 3. Meditation. 3.1. 6 hours meditation practice. While reviewing email number 3, What is Meditation? Part 2, Brother Teo came across the 6-hour meditation practice as mentioned by one of the participants, and Brother Teo had so kindly explained the 6-hour practices to us as below. The monk that introduced these 6-hour practices is quite a good monk, and his 6-hour method or technique, which he also sometimes term it as a form of right effort, is quite useful and good. If used as an initial skillful means to train and relax the mind, but as it in many instances, they thought the 6 hours is the meditation, hence the problem. This is also the reason why every time when they are doing the 6 hours, they thought they are meditating. Anyway, the 6 hours as mentioned consists of the following. 1. First R is recognize. To recognize that your mind has been distracted by a distraction, which may be a pain, a wandering thought, or a tension, itchiness, or numbness within your body manifesting as tactile consciousness or at one of the other sensor consciousness. 2. Second R is release. To release the mind from the distraction and letting it be without clinging on or reacting to it. 3. Third R is relax. To relax the tension or tightness or stress within caused by craving in your forehead where there is like a membrane that is being tightened. 4. Fourth R is we smile. This is to relax the body and mind of all tension and stress within. When you smile, you relax, because in order to smile genuinely, there must be relaxed state. There must be a relaxed state of joy and happiness. 5. Fifth R is return. To return to the cultivation of Anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath to train the mundane mind to develop a stable mindfulness leading to heedfulness. 6R is repeat the above 6R training. Please note that the number 6 step involves a lot of repeated doing by the thought, hence very mechanical or repetitive, leading to thought-based meditation. If one clings onto the doing without understanding what meditation is, so a better way will be replace the 6R with meditation via the trained mind in silent awareness instead of repeat. This will help improve and refine upon the 6R to make it a lot better and much more useful. Similarly, step number 5 can be stopped once the mind is already trained until it has entered sati. Note that step number 3 and 4 are very similar to our mind sweeping method and metta used to train and relax our mind to recondition one's heedless thinking. So basically, the 6R can be a very useful initial skillful means to train and relax the mind and to decondition one's heedless thinking. Notes number 1. Have an open mind. When people share with us their understanding, we should appreciate and have mutual respect for each other's understanding. No more trying to be right or arise any unnecessary argument that can lead to disharmony and misunderstanding. Avoid all division and negativities. 2. Pure action are action performed without any evil roots or evil motive. When you want to do good or generosity to get merit and your action is out of getting merits or greed for that merit, it is already not the pure action and it will end up with no true merits, for true merits are born of pure action that are free of all the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion.
Okay, we stop here. It's almost 5 o'clock already. Oh, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Jayanta, are you ready? The last few minutes, let Jayanta share our report.
Testing. Now, Budaya Bhatia, thank you very much. Still wanting me to say something. Okay. Basically, for everybody, all my committers, information, for the last few months, I was busy helping to renovate my mom's house. Gaydao lah, you know. Instead of getting a contractor or getting some help, I went to YouTube and learned how to repair pipes and clean the tank and doing some patchwork here and there around the house. So my body, now I know why it's aging and why it's pain and sickness. So this trip up, the first few days I really conked off because of due to too much physical work at home. So I just realized that how precious is that if we don't really pay the rest or have enough rare food for nourishment. So I feel my back ache comes in, and that's where I felt I need more rest and more food. I get to feel hungry more easily. And as for this trip, I really, really thank, firstly, I think I should thank Sister Alicia, because 1 year ago, where our previous trip, Sister Alicia was doing oil lighting downstairs at the Guanyin downstairs, the one with many hands. So yeah, she said, you do lighting, whatever you want, your obstacle or anything that you wish to do, need to overcome, you just sincerely ask Guanyin for help. So there's only one light that I light, remember I light, and I put 10 ringgit into the donation box was, the last 1 year, that the last retreat, if I really managed to penetrate something, I wish I could bring my mother up.
Oh, sadhu. No wonder,
so, yeah. So what happened was, we went for your birthday, the Kamita
gathering. Yeah, gathering of Kamita.
So Brother Teo said, oh, there's last 8 places, first come, first serve.
Yeah.
I just
when my left ear is out, my right ear, I didn't really put my attention.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, okay. So yeah. I was at the roof that day, trying to fix the, because our the roof, the balcony, the beam has broken.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
With the water leaking, and was trying to figure out how to repair the beam. Then suddenly, while coming out downstairs, climbing down the staircase, the ladder, sorry. So I was thinking, hey, another 3 weeks time, I'm free from all this miserable house renovation.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, just deep down my heart, I felt so, this sense of, unsatisfactory that I'm actually running away from my worldly problem of this house, and I'm leaving my mom alone facing it.
Yeah.
So I make a wish. I said, I'm going into the house now. I'm going to ask my mom. Mom, we are going. Why not? Let's take a break and go for a retreat.
Oh, sadhu.
So I went to the house. I asked my mom. She never said no. She just said, why you see me? Huh? She said, she just give a very a neutral answer. You know, like, retreat. Mommy never go before, something like that. You know. So then I said, okay, I take it as a yes, no. Okay, never mind. I still quickly message Bertil. I would love to bring my mom. Can is it possible if it's
Then
only after that, I message Bruce Rian, is there any more vacancy? So Brother Rian replied back, yes, but you have to ask Brother Teo. I said, I already asked Brother Teo, but no reply. So Brother Teo maybe I was busy that time. So was quiet the whole day. Then I continued with my work. The next, I think towards the evening, Brother Teo replied, yes, your mom is good. I'll add it in the list.
Yes.
So.
Because that day, my brother, my niece, they all came down, so I was whole day busy.
Yeah.
And when I saw the message, I immediately replied the next day. Yeah, I said, you are most welcome, because meant to be, the condition now or there.
So, when that evening, my mom was in the list, I was so excited. Then I said, Sister Zoe was last year told me, you must remind me if there's a retreat.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I said, okay, Sister Zoe, you can try your best. So that's where the Mecca Kaimitas is here. But Sister Zoe apologized, right?
Yeah, Zoe felt very blessed. Luckily, she yet to come.
But I sincerely apologize, Brother Teo, and the organizing committee, because the last first few days I was on bed all the time because I feel small, my back ache really.
Don't worry, you need to recuperate, you rest.
Thank you.
Your body is still a body. Don't try to be a hero. Once you overwork on it, it will actually deteriorate. Then you find it very difficult to recover. So before it really get into trouble, you rest, then you recuperate and you recover. That is better. Sadhu. Anything else?
Okay, and sadhu to everyone. The COVID tests all have passed.
Oh,
only one night for all. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
So tomorrow I will check out the room. So we have no more room, so everybody stay safe.
Yeah.
For the next 1 week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think after tomorrow my duty finish with the COVID room, then I think I'll be more stable, less duties. I'll come back again. Thank you so much.
Sadhu. Okay, let's go for dinner. Just now the alarm on already. So do pay respect before you leave for dinner. Pay respect to Buddha, Kuan Yin, and all the worthy ones.